Are you staring at your ads manager stuck on how to make your ads perform? Come and join the Ads Clinic, a series of one-on-one consultancy calls where we dive into your own ads manager and see where we can turn your ads into a profit-making machine. It all starts with a 30-minute free consultation call. Sign up now at theadsclinic.com. Hello and welcome to Let's Run Facebook Ads, a podcast with myself, Nick Boddington. Here I share insider information about Facebook ads. But as you know, it's not just running the ad, it's what happens after. So we'll look into the funnels, e-commerce, email marketing, lead generation, and much, much more. Multi-advertiser Facebook ads is not what you want to turn on, which I think if we go back about 10 episodes, I told you it was a thing to do. I apologize. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone, with myself, Nick Boddington. So, multi-advertiser ads is a little tick box that you have when you are about to create an ad, as in on the ad page, you're about to put it live, and it asks you multi-advertiser ads. So, what are they? I told you this back, as I say, about 10 episodes ago. You know when we're shopping on Google or on a website and it says things you might like? That is what it is. Essentially, what Facebook is trying to do is, as someone's looking at their feed, they're going to be going through their feed, and then you see an ad. And then underneath that, just like a bit of Google shopping or website things you might also like, you can see a little carousel of different products that are associated to the things that you like that you can scroll through and click. Now, back in the day, half a year ago, I thought this was great. And because I looked into my research and I saw, what can this do for us? Well, it's not a bad thing, is it? If someone's been looking at similar things to your product that you're advertising, then we want your ad to come up next. So let's say you're selling holidays. If they've just been looking for a holiday and they're looking at Jet2 or whatever, and that's happened, and then they go into their feed and they see a Jet2 ad, we want yours to pop up underneath it. Now, people said to me, but what if our ad is a Jet2? What if we're Jet2 and then our competitors are showing up underneath that? Well, there's not much you can do about that. It's kind of give or take, positive and negative. And really, we're just here to try and get really, really good click-throughs. And we're trying to sell our holidays, essentially. But something came up in a feed the other day, which rang my alarm bells, and I got it wrong. The ad was for one of our clients that sells gym equipment, okay? Big, hefty gym equipment that you'd have in a home gym. Not just little dumbbells, the big things that you see in a gym that you're gonna get yourself kitted up at home. And Facebook decided to split the ad. So part of the picture, let's say 3/4 of the ad was actually about our client. And the bottom was about our client with a shop now. But in between, they pulled in trainers. So we got a Slack call from our client saying, I've just seen this, bit weird. How did you manage to get trainers that we don't sell into the ad? And obviously our account managers are a bit befuddled and thinking, well, why are there trainers? The client doesn't sell trainers. On top of this, we then went back into the catalog to see what the trainers, so obviously the Shopify or whatever, website you're using will feed your products into Meta to create catalog ads. Okay, so it holds it all there, the pricing and everything that's happening on your website pulls through into Meta if it's set up correctly. Now, the first thing we're doing is we've got to check, well, have they got trainers in there? Obviously, the client knows they don't sell trainers, but is there another feed? Have we done something wrong somewhere with our other clients where we're pulling a trainer company, which we do have, into their feed? So obviously, panic stations. But there wasn't any other catalog feeding into this. So the only thing that could be happening is that they had multi-advertiser ads switched on. We went into the ad account, we had a look at the ad, and lo and behold, it was ticked on as a little tick box with a big tick in it. They had pulled in someone else's company, nothing even to do with anyone we advertise with, a trainer company, had put its ads as a carousel inside their own ad. It's, as far as I'm concerned, it's not good advertising. Now, they might see that they're getting people buying from these and their stats say they convert better and all these sorts of things. To me, that's just a no-go. I just do not agree that if we have a client or advertiser are spending money on their own ads, that another advertiser with a similar product, I get it, they're in the same sector, there's trainers, there's gym equipment, but what if my client was selling trainers? Now, the argument by Meta could be, well, they're not going to, it doesn't matter, because they're actually going to, they wouldn't have pulled in a trainer company if you were already selling trainers, because they know what's in the catalogue. Now, that could be an answer, and I'm sure the computer is clever enough to know that that's the case. But still, if my client, you, have paid for your advertising space to be seen on someone's Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever it might be, on a feed, and you're paying good money for being there because you're getting charged by impressions, and someone else has taken essentially your real estate on that ad. Like, remember, like, think of it like a newspaper. If you're going through the back of a newspaper and you've bought out a quarter of a page on the back page of a magazine or newspaper, and then another advertiser is allowed to stick an ad right in between yours, like actually cut in between, it's just not right, because all that will happen very, very easily on a digital advert is the fact that they might get the click. So at this point, we're just based on impressions, but they might get the click when the person was actually engaging with your ad and then saw the trainers, suddenly forgot about gym equipment and clicked the trainer ad, went through to the trainer shop's website and probably didn't come back to Facebook or Instagram where they were. I think it's really bad. I'm now switching it off on all my accounts. You might find in 10 episodes time that I change my mind and think, oh, I got it wrong again. But as of this moment in time, from what I saw, A, I don't think it's right. And B, I don't need another client calling me up saying this has happened. And the only logical way I can think of this happening is by the multi-advertiser ad. So make sure you get those clicked off, and happy advertising. Thank you, and I'll see you in the next one. Thank you for joining us again today. If you want to find out more, please head over to our socials at Let's Run Social, where we share daily content. And please feel free to drop us a message. We'd love to hear from you, and any questions that you would like answered, we can do that here on the podcast.